I know that we've discussed co-op dog food. So we needn't go into great detail in describing it. It comes in a 50-pound sack. That should tell you a lot right there. You know what comes in 50-pound sacks? Cement, masonry sand, whole potatoes, uncooked onions, horse feed, and deer corn. None of those items is fit to eat. Things that are fit to eat come in small packages, such as your steaks, your chops, your roasts, your bacon, and your little piggy sausages. We dogs are never offered food items that come in small packages. Is that fair? No. But that's the way life is lived out here in the real world. Our primary ration is co-op brand dry dog food. It's purchased at the co-op feed store, where it sits in a big echoing warehouse in a stack of sacks 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. Several times each month, Slim visits the feed store, strolls into the warehouse, and perhaps notices sparrows fluttering around in the rafters. The birds aren't supposed to be there, but they are. And you can guess what they leave on the sacks below. Slim pulls a rumpled piece of paper out of his pocket, squints at the item scrawled on it, and calls out the order to a sleepy-eyed laborer who has been rousted from his afternoon nap.
Jerry, I'll take 4 horse feed, 10 stock salt, 2 whole corn, and 5 sand mixed cement. Oh, and 1 dog food.
The laborer yawns. Active or semi-active?
Pardon?
What do the dogs do? Hunt? Work?
This provoked a laugh.
They sleep and bark. Do you have a sleep and bark ration?
Nope. Active or semi-active?
Semi.
And the laborer shuffles through the dusty warehouse, loading sacks onto a 2-wheel dolly. He pushes the dolly to the loading dock and heaves the sacks onto the back of the ranch pickup. Does that sound appetizing? Does it make you want to rush up to the machine shed and devour a bowl of co-op dog food kernels? Oh, and don't forget that we don't even have a respectable dog bowl. They put our food in an overturned Ford hubcap. Now I ask you this. If the people on this outfit went out to eat at a restaurant, would they sit down in a big warehouse with sparrows swooping around overhead and order something that came out of a 50-pound sack? Oh, no. But when it comes to their dogs, oh, well, there's no sense in getting worked up over the injustice of the world. I went to the dog bowl, which was heaped high with yellowish kernels, and gave it several sniffs. One sniff would have been enough to inform me that my dreams of little piggy sausage had vanished into thinnest air, gone forever like dewdrops on the morning spring. Dewdrops in the springtime on blades of... Spring drops of dew on the morning... Phooey. The sausage was gone, is the point. I loaded my mouth with dry sausage kernels and went straight into the crusher program. When we're running the CP, there's a period of 15 to 30 seconds when we have to listen to all the noise in the crusher compartment. Ordinary dogs sometimes call it the mouth. Crack, snap, crunch. It's very loud. If you happen to have a headache, makes you think that you got a jackhammer inside your head. Oh well. Limestone rocks or tree bark might taste worse, and might even be harder to chew.